Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Originally, Melody Cedarstrom was supposed to be with us today, as I mentioned to you earlier this week. But something came up in her schedule, and she asked me yesterday afternoon if she could switch to next Wednesday. So Melody will be with us next Wednesday. So I thought, wow, what a perfect time for Tom DeWeese and me to continue our discussion with you and hopefully delve a little deeper into what is going on in this nation and how vitally important private property rights are to our independence, to our life, to our liberty, to this nation's economy, to the American dream. I have in my hand a book that I know I have advertised to you before, and I actually think Tom DeWeese has both of these books that he has offers to those who listen to him. And it's a short course on global governance. I'm just going to read a paragraph from it. What is global governance? Global governance is not an event that may occur at some future date. Global governance is a process that has been underway for more than a century. We will follow a series of documentable events that demonstrate not only what global governance is, but how it is being developed and implemented as well. And we will talk a little bit about global governance because it all ties in to what's going on with Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. This is another book, and it's from our good friend who has passed away, Henry Lamb. Confronting Agenda 21. In the United States, the government has only two legitimate functions. Did you know that? One, to protect the unalienable rights of its citizens, and two, to provide those services specified and authorized by its citizens. In the United States, government has no legitimate authority outside the expressed consent of the governed. That's you and me. The United States is unique in that, in the way it's constructed. The Declaration of Independence, which we're coming up to celebrate here shortly, set forth the values upon which the new government was to be built. The U.S. Constitution defined the structure and role of the new federal government. The Bill of Rights sets limitations on the federal government and declared all other rights to be reserved to the states or to the people. The government that arose from this foundation advanced civilization farther and faster than any previous form of government. Tom has been a long-time advocate for our constitutional rights and an advocate for property, for private property rights. This nation is in a turmoil now, and I believe with all my heart, too many are uneducated regarding who we are as a people. As a nation, they don't know our history, and without that, they cannot know the future. And with that, we welcome back Tom DeWeese. Tom, I'm so glad to have you back. I'll tell you what, we cover so much in such a little time, and it seemed like yesterday we were just skimming on top of the water, and I thought, well, this would be perfect for you to come back, and let's delve a little deeper into what's really going on and what people need to be aware of in their own communities.
Yeah, I said in a recent talk that it doesn't matter how long I speak tonight, I'm still only skimming off the surface of how deep this issue is. It just affects every aspect of our lives, and it's just so difficult for people to comprehend. It's so massive.
Let's parallel that to the deep state that we're seeing now taking place, trying to rule and run and roughshod over the government, over the elected officials, particularly the president and his administration. It goes very, very deep, and they are deeply embedded, and they are They are digging their heels in. And this Agenda 21, this fight over our property, trying to break America, has gone very deep for very long.
Well, it has. And as I said, I think probably before, that the one thing that Donald Trump has shown is how deeply entrenched they are, how powerful they are, and how far they're willing to go to keep that power. And when you challenge that, they just come after you with everything they've got. And, you know, Agenda 21, when it was introduced in 1992 at the Earth Summit, that was the culmination of a numerous number of meetings that had happened before. There were Habitat conferences and various other ones that took place. And the UN's Committee on Global Governance and so forth put these reports out, Our Global Neighborhood. That's where the word sustainable development came from. And they said when they introduced it that Agenda 21 was a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. And that is a huge statement to say that. And you know, a lot of people think, well, it's an environmental thing. We've got to protect the environment. That's what's important about it. And I'm having people from the other side attack me and say that, this is just to protect our environment. How could you be against that? If you don't have an earth to live on, then all your other rights don't matter anyway.
What have you, Tom?
That's right. It's just a sick person. I just want – they used to call us the AstroTurf crowd, that we wanted to pave the entire earth. That was our goal. And, I find that interesting because this side note here, if you really wanted to convert our entire power grid over to solar and wind power, just to make up the shortage that we have right now, you would need an area just to do California with this. You would need an area the size of Connecticut that is completely paved over with all the infrastructure for the wind turbines and the solar panels and all of that. Who is it that wants to pave the earth? Not me. I want a coal plant that will cover a couple of acres and supply energy for huge numbers of people. But this is the fallacy of it.
Well, and we're supposed to believe in the global warming and the climate change and the global cooling and all of it, you know. And I do believe there's things that are going on, but I don't believe it's something that we're doing. And I believe that the United States has done more than any other nation to clean up their act. And we have. We have the cleanest air, the cleanest, you know. You look at China, and they're not cleaning it up at all. And some of the other countries, and, you know, the UK, they went green, and it broke them. They went green, and they got cold. You just can't. It's not feasible. And we have a lot of options on the table, but forcing the issue and then wanting to punish people for not believing the paid and bought for scientists is tyrannical, in my opinion.
Well, you take just to show the hypocrisy of these people and the absolute lie of what they're doing. If you were to listen to the Sierra Club, you would get the impression that the United States has never done a single thing to help clean up the environment and protect the environment. We spent over $1 trillion to do that, but that doesn't matter to them. It's not enough. And the other thing is that, you mentioned China and some of these other countries. The worst polluters in the world, China, Brazil, a couple other ones, India is another one, they're always exempt from these treaties. They were exempt from the Paris Treaty.
Exactly.
They were exempt from the Kyoto Accord. And you have to come to the conclusion, if you're talking about global warming, a global crisis, then everyone should be involved.
And
we're going into a
break. I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back from this break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're talking about Agenda 21 and global governance. And Tom DeWeese and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking with Tom DeWeese, and I hope this is a topic that you are taking to heart out there, because private property is vital to this nation, and it is under attack. I have been saying for a long time, Tom, rural America is under attack. Well, all of America is. But rural America are the ones out there with the property. And they are under attack, and our livelihoods are under attack. It just keeps piling on. And when we were going in the break, we were talking about, you know, and I know there was a lot of people unhappy about us pulling out of the Paris Agreement. I couldn't think where I was. The Paris Agreement, and just got livid about it. You know, people are going to die. The children are going to die. The earth is going to collapse. You know, I mean, they were just, you know, the sky is falling, little chicken littles, and not one thing, by the way, any of these climate change people have predicted has ever, ever, ever happened. Not one prediction have they been correct on. Not one.
No, and what we're looking at here is the politicization of science and making it some kind of a competition. 97% of all scientists say that this is real, so you can't question that. You know, all it takes is one scientist to look into something and say, I don't get those results. And, you know, the job of science is to look at it and say, well, you know, are we right? Are we make a mistake? It's not a closed debate. It never is. I mean, we could continue to debate electricity at this point, bring in Edison versus Tesla, you know. And so to just shut it all off, it's totally politicized. And not even allowed to say anything negative about the global warming issue, that it's a fact and it's not to be discussed anymore. And when you get to that point, you've got tyranny. And that is really where we are with this. The Heartland Institute sent out thousands of booklets to science teachers, high school teachers across the country.
Yes.
And they have been vilified for this, for just saying, you know, there's another side here. A school should be teaching both sides. They should have both a debate from both sides to discuss it. Children should be learning. There are other thoughts. There are other things to talk about. And all of that is shut off. When you have that you've got an agenda being put in place that is not allowed to be discussed, not allowed to be debated, not allowed to be opposed. And that can only lead to one place. And that's where we're headed. And this is why you are seeing the students out in the streets just absolutely mortified that there's oh my gosh, goodness, today I saw a Donald Trump bumper sticker. Oh my God, I need therapy and I need my Play-Doh. And this is a result of the education system. And really, as we're fighting to protect property rights, we're fighting to put, you know, retain our republic and so forth. What we have got to do, the number one place that we need to be, is in the schools and getting rid of the Federal Department of Education and let it go back to local control and, you know, stop this absolute zombieism of our children. It is nothing but propaganda. I cannot speak more against anything that I can against the Federal Department of Education. That is what has happened and why they're making so much progress forward, because we have a couple of generations of kids that have come through that. They're now adults, they're voters, they're journalists, and you know, this is why we're seeing what we're seeing.
You know,
right back to the root of the school.
I have a granddaughter that was all upset here a few weeks back because they were teaching something about the climate and the earth is going to this and that, and this the doom and gloom thing, and she was upset about it, and her dad says, "What's wrong?" And he goes, "Sweetheart, that's not going to happen." This is what they're teaching, but this is what's really, and he, you know, of course, he's a minister, so he's teaching her, you know, God's creation and that kind of thing. And, you know, they did the same thing with creationism and Darwinism. They push creation completely out so that the students don't have a choice in what they look at or perceive. And, they made evolution as if it was a fact. A proven fact. In fact, there's less to prove that than there is to prove creation. And, Kent Hovind dealt with that and proved, you know, they proved that, I can't remember, I think it was the Neanderthal man. It was one of the cavemen that they came up with and with from one tooth. They got two people, you know, a couple out of one tooth. And that tooth ended up to be a pig tooth. And he talked to him about that, and they said, well, we can't, what do you want us to do? And he said, well, what about taking a few pages less out of the booklets, you know, just remove it, you know, but they weren't going to do that. They're going to keep the lie in front of our children, and it's going to be the same with this. It has been, and I've had the Heartland Institute on. They are wonderful, wonderful people. I've had them on the air a few times, you know, it's just crazy where we're going with this. And the scientists that are all about this, they're the ones getting government money. So they've got to come up with the data that's going to prove what the government wants us to believe.
Well, you put yourself in their shoes, even good guys,
sure.
in all that. They live off of federal money. And they also need their reports and so forth published in scientific journals. And what has happened is they have been threatened that anything they do to question the whole climate change scenario, they will not get published and their money will dry up. And this is a survival mode for them, and they're scared to death. And scientists after scientists have come out and said this. And the interesting thing is that there is no evidence whatsoever of this 92% that they keep claiming that they have. And but there is over 33,000 scientists have signed a document. Yes. There's a website for it that they doubt or question the climate change issue. And there have been several scientists who were promoters of it who have now come over to the what they call the skeptic side and are publishing papers saying, no, we're not finding any evidence of this. So there is no credibility to this 92% stuff that they keep pushing. And it's just all a lie. And you go back to the issue, you know, like with the Darwinism and so forth, you say, why do they do that? Why is that important? Well, you know, again, here's an agenda that they are putting in place to completely change human society. They are attacking free enterprise. They are attacking private property rights. All of that is racist. All of that is social injustice, on and on and on. The root of Western civilization, the root of the United States, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, all of this, the root of it is Christianity. This is the idea of private property, the idea of individuality, come from teaching of Christianity. If you are going to destroy that root and enforce something different, then you've got to destroy the very root of it, which is Christianity. And that's why it's under such attack today.
And it's everything. It's everything. One of the first things, and we need to get back on topic here, but one of the first things you learn is not to label people. And the left is continually labeling people. Well, so does the right. You know, here we got to name ourselves either right or left, conservative progressives, Republicans or Democrats, and now we can't even be male and female, Tom. We can't be male and female. You know, and the shooting we had a week ago, a little over a week ago now, the young female policeman who was also wounded and is the one who actually, I believe, took out the shooter.
Mm-hmm, right.
Instead of giving her name, this is coming from the left, mainstream media, instead of giving her name, which maybe they aren't doing even on the conservative side, but I thought that they did. But instead of giving her name, they just said she was a black lesbian. They didn't say she was a female policeman. They just called her a black lesbian. How labeling and demeaning is that to whoever you are? You know, she's just a white heterosexual over there. what are we doing to one another when we have this equality, which again comes from Christianity, equality? We're not the intolerant ones at all. Talking about the Paris Agreement, I wanted to make mention when we were going into the last break, and I didn't do it when we came back, we were talking about the others are exempt from certain things. They don't have to pay, because the U.S. has to pay it all. We got to pay it for everyone in order to break us down. My mentor, the man who taught me what I'm supposed to be trying to do here, he said they can't bring themselves up, so they've got to bring the United States down to the third world status, and that's exactly what this is about. Take it away from the people and you know, redistribute it amongst the world. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. And Tom and Beth Ann will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Tom, a lot of people think, oh my gosh, Agenda 21, it's such a conspiracy theory. Of course, now, you know, they always called the right the conspirators, and now it's the left that are the conspirators, and it just goes on and on and on. Everybody just, you know, like volleyball, they're just passing it back and forth. However, it's not a conspiracy if it's right out there in front of you, which it is. All you got to do is go look for it, and you can download Agenda 21. It's like 500 and some pages, I think. I could be wrong. It might be bigger than that. I don't know about 2030. I don't even know a whole lot about it. I just know it's an extension of Agenda 21. I wanted to mention real quick, and then we need to get on with this. I wanted to mention real quick that when we talk about private property, and you mentioned education, if you look at the Communist Manifesto, the very first thing is to abolish private property. And in this, it also has, in the 10th one, government to control education. And in the Zelensky book, Rules for Radicals, the number six, they've got eight here. Number six is education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. And when we talk about the debt, or when we talk about these other things, they're all included here. Number one was health care. When we talk about all these things, And then they want people to hate another if they have more money than them, or they're wealthier than them, they're better off than them. And, you know, that's not right. We should all be alike, you know. And so when we talk about education, it is in both of those, which are both plots, plans to destroy the American dream, to destroy America. And I think we have to look to that and understand that.
You have to look at, you know, the American dream is private property ownership, that the individual is not a, you know, we're not all on a certain level, that we all have an equal opportunity to move forward, to achieve our dreams. You understand that our founding fathers came from a kingdom, and where the king decided everything, the king owned everything, and you lived at his pleasure. And they were determined to create a country where that wasn't true. And, you know, the fact is that whole kingdom situation is exactly the situation under socialism and communism. You live at the pleasure of whatever gang is in charge. And, you know, this was a country where that was not to be. And for these people to be attacking the United States under the grounds that the Constitution was created by a bunch of old slave owners, and, you know, here is the one document for a country that said everybody, no matter what color you are, no matter what gender you are, whatever, everybody had an equal opportunity to move forward. This is why we were flooded with immigrants from these other countries for that opportunity, and they came here and they prospered, and that was the root of America. And they're attacked. They've managed to turn the propaganda around to make, you know, up is down and black is white, and, you know, on and on and on, the very things that they're promoting and they're putting on top of us is undoing all of that freedom and creating a tyranny under the name of freedom. It is absolutely astounding to watch them work and see how they do it. But they are doing it, and they're succeeding at it because, as you say, they took control of the education system. And, you know, you watch Waters World, you watch, you know, on the old Jay Leno show, and he did jaywalking, so asking people these questions about America or anything, just questions about anything. And they don't know. They have no clue. If you don't understand who we are, where we came from, what it's all about, then you can't possibly defend it. You can't get emotional about it. You can't, you know, it's over. It's just gone. That's erasing our history.
It is erasing our history. And if the children or the youth, or even there's some adults our age that don't know the history of this nation, they didn't care about it in school, or they just forgot about it, or whatever the case may be, it's devastating to this nation. We do have a caller. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
How you doing, Beth Ann?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, the term conspiracy theorist, that was started by the CIA to counteract anybody that didn't approve of their agenda.
Okay.
we're living in the last times. What is right will be made wrong. What is wrong will be made right. Now, I was watching this program the other day, and they were talking, and I'm not condoning this at all, but a man was arrested for child pornography, but yet a Muslim can have an 8-year-old wife, and that's no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a nation, as I say, thank you for the call, Ray, that's inside, outside, yeah, upside down. We simply do not know who we are or whose we are, and we've bought into this lie, Tom, of the separation of church and state. I was pulling out an old article of mine that I had written years ago, and that was one that was well liked. I wrote another one. I ought to send it to you. You're such a good writer there, I'd be afraid to do that. But I wrote one that I've had, that I've republished several times, and it's called The Land of Pretending. And that's talking about we just pretend that we own our property. And I think the United States, we are definitely being fooled. I had a third grade teacher. He used to walk around the classroom, and he recited this one phrase that stuck in my head: "What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees?" And my listeners know that very well because I say that about every other day. I didn't know where it came from, and it was from a song. I finally looked it up. It came from some crazy love song. But that was, and I think that's exactly where we're at. We see a tree and we don't see the forest. You know, we can't see the big picture of things. And, I wanted to go back to Agenda 21 and the sustainable development and the things that people should know. It has changed the language. And if you want to know whether it's happening in your community or not, start watching the language. Start watching the signs. We talk about rewilding America. We talk about smart growth. We talk about sustainable communities. And so many different, I'm going blank on all the different terminologies and language of things, but these are all a part of Agenda 21.
Yeah. We've got smart growth. We've got visioning. We've got
viewsheds, watersheds.
Whenever you hear something usually has numbers like 2030 or 2050 behind it, look out. That's what this is. What we have here, and let me go through this very quickly so that we can kind of lay a groundwork here. These people are highly organized. And, Mao Zedong had his Red Guards. The United Nations has its NGOs, non-governmental organizations. There are thousands of these organizations. They wrote Agenda 21 to begin with. And then we're talking Sierra Club, Nature Conservancy, Audubon Society, National Education Association, Planned Parenthood. These are all official NGOs at the UN writing documents that our leaders go in then and sign on to. That's what they do with Agenda 21. And in your community, you have these NGOs working behind the scenes. They're back there. President Clinton put together the President's Council on Sustainable Development. That took Agenda 21 and made it American law, basically. And they created these grant programs with these strings attached. Then the same NGOs, the NGOs wrote those grant programs. They served on that President's Council. They then went into the state legislatures. They got the state legislatures to pass legislation that said every community has to do a comprehensive development plan. Now you've got county commissioners, city councilmen standing there saying, what the heck is that? The same NGOs come into the cities and they say, oh, you've got to do this? Hey, no problem. Got it all right here in a box for you. You don't have to even think. We've done it all for you. We've got regulations on plumbing, regulations
on
electricity.
We've got a template. We've got a template for you. It's going to be piece of cake. It's a piece
everything.
Of cake.
And we got the money for you. And there you go. Right there.
The carrot in front of the horse. We're going into another break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Agenda 21, Sustainable Communities is taking our land, sweeping our land, and taking our liberty. 877-895-5410, and Tom and Beth Ann will be right back. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask DJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center. And we do have another caller out of Michigan. We have Ed. Ed, how are you today?
All right. Have you heard about America being mortgaged?
Mortgaged. Well, I know we have a lot of
that. International bankers owning America now?
Well, I have heard that. In fact, I've seen articles written on our land for collateral. So, yes, I do know a little bit about it.
That's why we're under democracy.
Well, say that again.
That's why we became a democracy.
Democracy instead of a republic. Well, you know, over 100 years ago, they incorporated the United States, and then they wanted every one of the states to become incorporated, and we seem to be a big corporation now instead of a nation. I have talked about that numerous times.
Have you heard that the Constitution doesn't apply to the democracy?
Well, I've heard that they take an oath to a different constitution, yes, and we know that...
I've read that there is no constitution to a democracy.
Well, there's chaos. That's what there is. And that's kind of a topic for another day. I'm going to let you go and get back on topic here with Tom. You know, Tom, we do have a lot of issues back there that we can go after, whether this incorporation and selling of the land and all this and that. Derry wrote an article years and years ago about our land for collateral, and he believed that that's what was going on. And, you know, it's something that's why they have to have all these national monuments and all that, because we can't own it. Somebody else
has
got
right.
to own it.
Let me quickly, because I know your time is short, and I know you want to cover this a lot. Let me talk about an issue that is part of all this, coming right out of the federal government, and particularly at this point, I'm talking about HUD, Housing and Urban Development.
Yes.
This is one of the main HUD and the EPA, pretty much, are the driving forces behind a lot of these policies. And there's a policy out of HUD called Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing. This under the Obama administration, this became the real mantra, fair housing. Well, the AFFH rule has affected us in several ways. It is absolutely a destruction of private property and of private property values and, you know, people's equity and so forth in their homes, and I'll explain that in a second. And it is affecting local rule of our government. One of the things it's doing is it's putting communities into regional councils that people, sometimes the community doesn't even know they're in it, but they have these regulations they have to follow. And the AFFH rule has, there was a lawsuit in Baltimore over this, and the NAACP sued the community saying that they were non-compliant and putting people into federal housing created ghettos. Well, duh, we've been saying that all along. So they win the lawsuit, and the rule from the lawsuit is that they need to now move public housing into upscale neighborhoods to be equal and share, and this is destroying people's property. Well, you know, we can go into this. I mean, we can do a whole show on it, but this is the danger. This is how this is being put in place. Now, Donald Trump, when he was running for president, pledged to get rid of AFFH, to defund it, and so has Ben Carson. They promoted a budget that was going to cut the HUD budget by about 30%, which is really focusing on these grants. However, the Trump administration has made a huge mistake. They have nominated a man. His name is Neil Ratcliffe, who to be the Assistant Secretary of Community Planning and Development at HUD, meaning he would oversee this program. Neil Ratcliffe comes from this very thing. He works for a law firm. He's a partner in a law firm called Locke Lord out of Houston. And this law firm is one of the NGOs, basically, in the back rooms that are putting these, getting communities to take these grants, putting these programs in place. In other words, Neil Ratcliffe is the swamp. And yesterday, we issued a sledgehammer action alert asking people to call to call HUD, to call Ben Carson's chief of staff, Sheila Greenwood, and also to call the congressional committee that is overseeing this to this nomination and trying to get them to withdraw this nomination. And we issued this action alert yesterday, and people started calling me saying the phone lines were jammed and the voicemail was full. They couldn't take any more messages.
Wow.
So this morning we reissued the action alert saying call again. And you can go to my website at AmericanPolicy.org. It's got all the phone numbers. It's tells you what it's all about and the message we should give them. And this is a chance for us to really take action. We've got to stop this nomination, or everything that we've been working towards, this guy is not going to pay any attention to us, and we're not going to be able to pull it back.
Can you give that number? Do you have that in your head? I'm going to go to your
website. I got it right here in front of
me.
Okay,
let's give that number to my listeners real quick.
Yeah. The number for Sheila Greenwood, she's the chief of staff at HUD for Ben Carson. The phone number is 202-708-2713, 202-708-2713, and just call there and say you want them to rescind or withdraw this nomination of Neil Ratcliffe as the head of housing and you know,
no to Neil Ratcliffe.
Yes, no to Neil Ratcliffe. He is the swamp, yes.
You know, that just goes to show you how very deep it is. They can't even find somebody that's not a part of the swamp. I said a long time ago, D.C. is like shuffling a deck of cards, and you keep coming up with the same people and the same faces, just with different titles.
Yeah. They shuffle them all around. We know this with the pharmaceutical industry and the Food and Drug Administration and all that. It just constantly in and out. They go out and make their money in the private sector and then come back into government and control it so they can make more money. And it's happening. It also happens here. I have sources within HUD telling me that it's not 50% of the people who work there that are bad. It's over 90%.
Oh,
and they're not making much headway in getting rid of these people. And you put this guy in charge, they're his troops, not ours.
That's
why it's got to be stopped.
That is really scary. I mean, President Donald Trump and Ben Carson and Vice President Pence and some of these others up there, Steve Bannon, they have got an astronomical task ahead of them.
Yep.
And they are being
huge.
Fought
yep.
tooth and toenail. We're going to have you back real soon. We got to keep doing this because we have got... Thank you for this alert. Anytime you have one, let me know because I don't fly
sure.
around to all the websites. So let me know anytime, Tom. We've got
I'll
to get
your email address on there. You can go on our website.
Okay.
For your listeners, they can go on our website and get their emails listed on there so they get these from us.
And that is AmericanPolicy.org. AmericanPolicy.org.
Right.
Thank you so much, Tom, for all that you're doing to bring America home because it's going to take all of us. These forgotten voices, we've got to get louder and louder, and we cannot let the president we elected stand alone, or his vice president, or Ben Carson, or these others. We've got to stand with them to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.